The zoning is on the City of Franklin Property Viewer, where you can just click on it and... Oh, yeah, you can. Oh, I'm talking about the GIS Property Viewer, where you can click on... Well, I know, and I actually... Yeah. Right.
I'll go on to the...
Okay. That's what I had started to do, and it became extremely cumbersome. I was clicking on every single... Okay, so I'm going to put Alderman Barber's name next to number 5. Review the Quarry Monitoring Committee member appointments process. That was mentioned in the motion.
I guess I'm going to have to do that, because I don't know what the...
Okay, it is in here, but... in the motion, the review of Quarry Monitoring Committee appointments is in consideration of adding interested citizens that would be addressed within the mayor's appointments. So if you can see on the council action sheet for that item, there are some terms that are expiring this year, and so the mayor has the opportunity at that time to look at the appointments. The appointments will be coming to the council for confirmation at that time. So rather than, trying to force someone to end their committee appointment early or whatever, that was the way that that item was looked at to be addressed. Right. Yes. So I'd encourage residents to put in their application for upcoming on the ballot. Well, you can if you wanted to, but at the council meeting, it was just review Quarry Monitor Committee appointments in consideration of adding interested citizens.
Who do that?
Well, you and I have appointments, the mayor has appointments, and they all are confirmed by the common council. So if we want to, I don't think that adding a bigger committee, although we could recommend to do that, I think it's just, they're saying they would like to add people that are currently interested in place of some of the other expiring terms at that point. But if you want to suggest to make the committee bigger, you as an alderman can bring in the ordinance and do that. That wasn't part of what the council was, or core committee was recommending at the time.
I would just think that, you know, in the 3 years that we get the citizens that do submit requests, we get them all the time. If a citizen wants to be serving on a committee, they go out and fill out the form and get submitted as a person, and they designate what kind of appointment they're looking for. And the only one that ever came through for the quarry, to my recollection, was Andrew. And he did get the appointment. I'm just wondering if there's
actually,
not
no,
some...
Jill did put hers
not
in.
Not since I've been there.
No, she was...
You were before me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know there's a history there, but you did. You were... You wanted to be on it. Marge, let me know. Okay.
Yeah.
So there aren't that many people come through, but I'm just wondering if there couldn't be an at-large kind of thing that maybe we could have an at-large member that would come from some group or something along the way from the community. So I'm just mulling that over in the back of my mind.
Well, keep in mind, you want to have committee members that can make the meeting. And I don't know what that does for quorum when you end up with them. So that would have to be a specifically written ordinance. And you're certainly welcome to bring any kind of ordinance or changes based on that. But I'm sure that the city attorney could assist with proper language. So, you know, you could have a large number. I just think that's more of a council aldermanic action than it is the job of this committee, because the ordinance is already written.
Except I'm more interested in that. Interested in that. Because, I mean, some of the residents on the committee, I just want to ask them at random if they'd be interested in, and they said they didn't have the time, couldn't make a commitment to do that at this point. So it was...
Commissioner Shore. Well, keep in mind, I have no third district representative. I put you back on Merge as my appointee because the mayor wasn't going to reappoint me, so I made that appointment. And I guess I thought I was a pretty strong voice for the third district, so I thought I could carry it pretty well, so I thought it was important to have you on for history. That was my appointment. I do have an option also, if there are other interested members, to put people on when that time comes up. Question 7 on the citizens' questions, does the quarry plan to expand operations or add asphalt operations? And that would be something for the quarry operators. And there are some members of the quarry here tonight. Are you able to answer the question about possibly? Or add asphalt operations. Okay. And I see that Jill's taking notes, and I'm guessing you're going to update this sheet, Jill, or is that... That's why you should just be on the committee. And maybe we don't want to wait until those expire and we want to bring something sooner in to add a member. Maybe that's how we could get Jill on the committee soon. Okay. Then items addressed by the quarry committee, those are all already covered. I don't think we need to go over those items that we see direction on. Those are also on the council action sheet. And then the answers from StanTech. I think we had most of those earlier at the last meeting. So if there's nothing else on that, we'll just ask Jill, our de facto member, if she would update that for us and then bring that back so the updated answers can go into the next quarry monitoring committee packet online. And if you have any information to give to her, Alderman Barber, related to the ones you agreed to do or any other officials can, please get those to her so she can get them prior to the packet being put together so they do get in there. Ready to move on? Our next one is consideration of the continued quarry monitoring service for 2019. Oh, I did not talk about the mapping that was on here. In our packet, we have a new map provided by Nina Dolan. There was some discussion about adding lines to it. I haven't seen that map.
Yep. He mentioned he'll try to do that when he can, but it might take a while.
Also, there's the letter that talks about when the photo was taken from Payne and Dolan. It's a very short letter. Then there is the information that I did some research on. I found this old 1959 map that shows what the zoning was at that time and the size of the quarry. And you can see it ends at Marquette Avenue. If Marquette Avenue were to come all the way across to 53rd Street, that was the southernmost point on that map. Also, the next page, I found, I compared the 2008 photo with the 1937 photo, where, you know, people had mentioned there were no homes. If there was a better quality of this map, which you can get online, you can see that there were actually some homes in that area, even way back in 1937. The streets that are on there are more overlaid, represented today, but you can see shadows of homes in that area. So it's not like these people just moved in, you know, and didn't know the quarry was there or something. Quarry was quite small even in 1959. And then the last page I put together, this is based on the well water installation dates. So this is 1930 to 1989. And you can see the difference between the extraction area on the 1959 zoning map and this one, which was the size in 2014. You can also compare this 2014 with the map that was submitted by Kane and Dolan and get an idea about the extraction area over a four-year period. I think it's more, let's see, probably a lot more on the eastern boundary. And then these were also information that I thought was interesting about the wells, because when we do our reclamation plan, we should probably make sure that all the wells that are installed have language in the reclamation plan about the capping, which is another reason why I wanted the committee to see this map. Because when you gain property, if you're not planning to use the wells, they have to be abandoned and they have to be pumped full of clay, and we don't want to have to incur that cost as a municipality if it hasn't been done. Commissioner Short. So that would have been after this one.
So there was no clay there. And Dawson owned the gravel pit in 1960. And then Kane and Dolan purchased
that. Yeah, the zoning map and this zoning map in 1959 shows a hashed area for M2, and then the outline in the probably can't really read that, but the outline of the quarry is inside of that box, and it says the word quarry across it. It's really small.
But there was nothing after that. There are 54 feet that the red house that the lake is here next to the open lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then those houses and barns were there.
Well, there was a... There's a large gap in aerial information. I can't, online, on, I've looked on, you know, like SewerPAC, I've looked on, that's what took me to this well water data information, because they at least had some information. So I can't find, like I said, I was able to find this, this 59 and this 37, but then they're like, it skips a whole bunch. It's like all those map things are gone. So those are just for informational purposes, and like I said, for the reclamation plan, should we need to insert some language, and, because we've already sent that as a recommendation to the council. And I don't think that we discussed that topic with him now. Okay. So now we can move on to the consideration of the quarry monitoring services for 2019. The council addressed the first three items on the January 22nd action sheet. Renew the monitoring contract, provide additional monitoring blasting is not halted over the winter season, and approval of a different monitoring system as suggested by Stantec. Those three items were addressed within the contract that was approved by the council. The signature by the mayor was contingent upon us getting our final recommendation. So as soon as we give our recommendation for that, Mr. Dietl can let the mayor know that he's good to go and can sign the contract, and that can get started. So, Mr. Dietl, do you want to discuss the contract? And
the only thing I have to add is Jesse did look at it yesterday. He is recommending a few minor technical changes. He said they were so small that he didn't think I even needed to bring them to the committee. It's based on contract language that he changed earlier last year that the council has. So his recommendation is to me is just to let the committee know, and then I should go and make those changes.
Okay.
So I think that means that you could make your motion right there.
I move that we accept the standard contract for 2019 for the legal signature on it in place of technical structural monitoring as soon as possible with that.
You don't add clauses, just make the motion and
that you accept this contract for that.
Second.
Mr. Dietl, catch up to make sure we have the proper motion.
Well, you got the first part with motion to accept the Stantec contract for 2019. Did we want to add anything to that?
It included all of those demands and everything just as it is.
Yes.
Right? If there are any other things that the committee
if you make any changes, it'll have to be there for the council.
I guess I would say just as
approved by the council, with some other technical changes recommended by the city council.
My concern is that if the members
I mean, one part of that is up to me. I don't want to do my part. I can't make the mayor sign anything.
Okay.
I can't make Stanford sign anything.
Part of the motion I would add there is as soon as physically possible, contract.
I'm going to let Mr. Dietl restate the motion since he's right there.
So a motion to accept the Stantec contract for 2019 as soon as possible, and as soon as possible that the contract be signed, executed, and monitoring be done.
Yes. with minor technical corrections as suggested by the city attorney. All those in favor of the motion? We have a motion. We have a second. We have a second from Commissioner Knipple. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries. Next item, consideration for a suggested resolution via detailed write-up of the common council related to the survey in the center line of 51st Street. Commissioner Barb, Alderman Barb.
Brief discussions with Frank about this item. He would be willing, if there could be a consensus on what the center line is, he'd be willing to go along with that and have the ordinance just saying that this establishes the center line for the board's purposes of monitoring and measuring. But that would be a separate entity. But I could see where we could just, in my mind, take a center point on 51st and Rosser, which I think is there and established, and run it to a center point on 51st and Drexel, and call that the new center line, just a straight line from two points. I think that's what I'd like to see happen, and then we could put this whole item to rest and put it to bed. And say this is what the center line language would be moving forward without any reference to what it was or where the road was, or just to get this thing center line established so that we do have the adequate measure and we do know the boundary. So my thought is work with the board and come up with what the center line could be. I know it varies, sometimes it's over the hill, sometimes it's over the hill, but I would much rather have done it see the center line established once and for all.
Well, there's more details in the StanTech survey information than just the center line. And what I was hoping to do is have some discussions so I could put together a write-up and recommendation with council, because this item is going back to the Common Council. And I say back to the Common Council because February 21st, 2017 item G13 was a status update from the Quarry Monitoring Committee pertaining to the quarry monitoring. And on that, one of the items was the field surveys of the extraction boundary, the quarry wall, and the 51st Street center line along portions of the east side of the quarry, status underway. And then as part of the quarry monitoring contract for 2016, proposed to continue in the contract for 2017, and as originally proposed by the quarry monitoring committee, StanTech Consulting Services have obtained field surveys of portions of the extraction boundary, the quarry pit wall, and the center line of 51st. The quarry monitoring committee is using this information to try to determine as accurately as possible the extraction limits of the extraction in relation to the limits of set forth in the PUC 2324. Attached for the council's information is a report and maps on this matter by StanTech, copies of the information of the aerial photos, and a memo from the city attorney regarding the center line, and the motion was to move in place on file by the council. So the information has been before the Commissioner Shore, you've had your hand up.
Well, I've been trying to get this survey for another letter from Jessica's last week, from January 11th, 2017. And I had just brought up a meeting to May 25th of 2017, July 17th of 2017, January 15th of 2018, January 25th of 2018. And we, to this day, don't have anybody saying, this is correct. Parties, I think the clerk said that they have somebody that is right. Well, I'm not naming names, but I read through this, I got the notes and everything, and they are out of boundaries. And if you're wrong here, and it was offered that we could split the difference that they were out of their boundaries, and that was just like that. Well, why would citizens want to split something when they're past their boundaries? And that's why we should get the people. And all they need is a survey. It's a simple survey. But nobody seems to know anything. And I know that Cory said they had a survey and it was right, but they never had it on.
I'm
back